Item number 8 is from the Department of Health and Human Services requesting authorization to create one position of RN2 and one position of Behavioral Health Emergency Service Clinician for the Crisis Mobile Team at the Behavioral Health Division.
Good morning.
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 Please identify yourself.
Paula Lucy, the Administrator of the Behavioral Health Division.
Alex Kutza, the Budget Manager for the Department of Health and Human Services.
Mr. Chair and committee members, this is a request to create two positions. We, as we move forward in our redesign efforts, our crisis team continues to be a focus for caring for clients. This is to request an RN2 position that will help us to add some third shift response times to our crisis team. They'll not be going out on to do outreach during the third shift, but they'll be going to other hospitals. And also, this will help us with transfers. As you know, we transfer about half of the clients that we see in the emergency department who are eligible for admission. We transfer them to private hospitals. This requires a lot of nurse-to-nurse coordination and communication. So this will give us the opportunity to do that even on the third shift. And secondly, we're asking for a behavioral health emergency service clinician, and that is a position that we are we're looking to have a new model, which is that we are going to be partnering with the City of Milwaukee Police Department. The City of Milwaukee Police Department, we're going to buy out a position from them, and then we will respond to psychiatric crises with that police officer. And we're really changing our model from us being the police going and then calling us to us being a first responder. And we expect that that will decrease the amount of emergency detentions that we will see, because we have a tremendous record with our crisis team of getting voluntary options involved or even avoiding admissions. And we think this is a long the way of our movement into the community model that we're seeking in our redesign. So thank you for your consideration.
Supervisor Collin moves approval. Supervisor Schmidt.
Well, I was going to move approval. But these are in the budget already, in the 2013 budget, correct?
Yes, sir.
Thank you.
Supervisor Stanton.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Regarding the Milwaukee Police Department position, will they receive some type of training to be able to deal with this population?
Yes,
sir. Will they be a little sensitive to the operation?
Mr. Chair, yes. They are. We've identified that this will be someone that will have our crisis intervention training, as well as have a particular interest in this kind of work, and they will be responding in plain clothes, so that hope to de-traumatize some of the emergency detention process.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Thank you, Administrator Lucy. With respect to the police officer, I know that over last couple of years, a lot of officers have received the crisis intervention training.
Yes, sir.
Has anyone stepped forward? For those who have been trained, is one of those individuals going to be with you?
We've been working with the City of Milwaukee Police Department, and we believe we have identified an ideal candidate for our pilot project for this, who is a police officer who is actually a nurse. You know, can't go wrong with a nurse.
Okay. And with you being one.
Yeah, me being one. And so I think we have identified the ideal individual, hopefully that can work out in terms of assignments and whatnot at the City of Milwaukee.
Okay, thank you. Supervisor Collin, approval.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Ms. Lucy, just curious, did this, obviously this is in the 2013 budget, so mm-hmm. this planning for expanded community outreach has been going on, mm-hmm. and now we're going to activate, I believe the passage of this will activate a significant portion of that. This collaboration with MPD, I'm curious, where did this idea come from? Was it from one of your good people at PhD? Was it a mutual? I don't know, hence my question.
Mr. Chair, Supervisors, for probably 18 months to a year, BHD has been trying to work with a number of committees to say, we'd like to think about, could we change the rules of Chapter 51 And could we have a clinician making these decisions, rather have the opportunity to make the decisions rather than law enforcement? And there were a number of state committees and whatnot where we tried to look at that, and it wasn't going to be possible. So we sort of had the idea of, okay, let's stop beating our head against the wall for that. Let's think about a different, let's turn the paradigm around, and instead of saying let's have clinician only, let's see if we could partner. And so that's how the idea emerged, and has had great support from the chief on down at the City of Milwaukee Police Department.
Very good. And so this will decrease the number of emergency detentions that we have,
mm-hmm.
which should result in some savings.
Well, we hope it will result in some savings, being the finance committee. But I think the reality is that what it will really do is it will help us to care for our clients in a way that is more voluntary, a voluntary commitment of a person that chooses to voluntarily come in for mental health treatment. Obviously, you start at a better place than somebody that comes in handcuffs and is forced to be there. It takes a while to engage in treatment under that scenario. Having people come in voluntary, recognizing that they need to get some support, all good things clinically, and should also, help us save some money in terms of court costs and court counsel costs and those kinds of things. But our real effort is really to clinical.
Functioning rather than being forced, or for that matter, fiddling. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Supervisor. Supervisor Alexander.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I just wanted to respond to part of my colleague's question. As someone who came from BHD, I think that a lot of people who are arrested and brought into the hospital and later receive a bill in the mail have an understandable question of, I didn't go willingly, why do I have to pay this medical bill? But a person who is working with, some sort of a community advocate who goes willingly is not so surprised to see that bill later on. And then, of course, doesn't protest it, and therefore it's a lot easier for us to collect payments on it. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Supervisor. We have a motion for approval. Madam Clerk, would you please call the roll?
On approval, Supervisor Haas.
Aye.
Schmidt.
Aye.
Jersey.
Aye.
Lipscomb.
Aye.
Alexander.
Aye.
Stamper.
Aye.
Cullen.
Aye.
Mr. Chair.
Aye.
Thank you very much.
8-0.
Thank you. Item number 9.